This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com. The topics of local concern are open for discussion.
All righty, joining us today, we have two special guests in studio and a third on the line from Washington, D.C. And I'll start left to right. We have Bruce Simpson, who had the pleasure of being married to Freddie Simpson. Bruce, welcome.
Thank you, thank you.
We have Marcy Collins in studio, who had the pleasure of being Freddie Simpson's, one of her best friends, I would have to say.
Well, I was her right-hand girl. I was a good support to Freddie. She was a wonderful friend.
And from Washington, D.C., let me bring up the pot here. We have Jeff Kent, who is a Republican national committeeman and taking time out from big meetings in Washington, D.C. to be on the line with us. Hello, Jeff.
Hello there, Dave. Great to be with you, and it's nice to hear Bruce and Marcy's voices as well.
We are here because coming up on Saturday, there is a celebration of life for Freddie Simpson, and she was very prominent in our community, not only for her role in politics, but I think she was a lot of people's friends, and we're going to talk about the wonderful wife and mother she was with Bruce, and the wonderful friend she was with Marcy, and let's talk about her national prominence. Freddie, of course, passed away last December. She was chairwoman of the Chelan County Republican Central Committee and president of the Chelan Douglas Republican Women. She was a board member of the Washington Federation of Republican Women, vice chair of the Washington State Republican Party, a national committee woman of the Republican Party, and attended a lot of events and functions with Jeff Kent. And Jeff, if you can kind of speak to her prominence on the national scene, that's why I know that you're a part of our conversation today, and close friendship as well. So, Jeff, what were the thoughts you wanted to share? And I know you're going to be here Saturday for the celebration of life in Walla Walla Point Park.
I am. I was lucky enough to be Freddie's counterpart for 12 years on the national committee. I'm the national committee man, and she was a national committee woman. And the two of us, along with the state party chairman, were the three members of the national committee from Washington State. And there's three from all the other states and regions. So there's 168 people on the national committee. And I have to say, I don't know of anybody who was better known or more liked than Freddie Simpson. I mean, she was just a real powerhouse and a real spark plug for everybody around her, not just for herself, but everybody around her. And it's a real testament to how much she was loved. We've had two meetings now since Freddie's passing, but the first thing people say to me still is how much they miss Freddie and how sorry they are about her passing and wondering how everybody's doing in her absence. And so I just today was the first day of this particular national committee meeting, and at least a dozen people, the first thing they had to say was about Freddie. So that's just a real testament to what a impact she had on everybody. I mean, just from the national committee to the state leadership, governors, senators, congress members, and I don't mean just in Washington State. I mean coast to coast and corner to corner. So she was just a real unique person, a very generous and giving person to everybody she met, and it's just everybody in your neck of the woods should be very proud to call Freddie Simpson a hometown girl.
What was kind of her style when you had these big meetings? To me, she always struck me as, sometimes we'd have her on the air and she'd take calls from folks, maybe from the opposite side of the aisle, but never disagreeable.
She was always pleasant and generous and very gracious to everybody she met, and even the other side. She wasn't shy about that either. She was fearless when it came to politics. She would talk to anybody, anywhere. I can't tell you the number of times I sat and watched her try to convince a cab driver to change parties and join the Republicans. And she's absolutely fearless no matter what she did. I'm sure that most people listening to this program right now know Freddie's passion for high heels and the very flashy way that she would wear her shoes, but she had a slogan in politics that referred to that, and her slogan was, heels on, gloves off. And that was just the way that she looked at politics, was something to be flashy in, but also don't be shy. Go out and win the fight. Don't just participate, but go out and win the hearts and minds and win elections.
Well, I was going to ask Marcy about that. Of course, Marcy, Collins Fashions, obviously, Marcy's the go-to person. What was with the heels? And Jeff leads us into that topic. I tipped you off. I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. What was with the heels?
Well, Freddie was petite. And so those 4, 5, 6-inch heels, you know, put her up in the stratosphere. But most of all, it was a fashion statement. She had so much fun. And it was a conversation starter when you came into a room. And it would start from there. And she bedazzled heels. She bought cute shoes and heels. And friends would bring her cute shoes. She had her birthday, people would shoe cakes. She had all kinds of things that went with heels. But that was one of her loves in fashion, was cute shoes.
Okay, so Bruce, we have to ask Bruce. Bruce, how many pairs of heels did she have?
Well, I'm going to guess somewhere between 125 and 150 pair.
Oh, my.
There's lots of them, and I'm sorting them right now and trying to figure out how I'm going to dispose of these things to the public.
Oh, I'm sure some of her closest friends might want some of them. Let me ask you this, Bruce. Big, tall, handsome, blonde-haired guy, raven-haired beauty. How did you two meet?
Oh, that's a funny story. She sold me a vacuum cleaner. She owned a Kirby vacuum cleaner distributorship in East Wenatchee, and my vacuum had just died a couple of weeks before, and I heard this ad on your station and got a call from someone from her office, and the next thing you know, she showed up, and actually her husband was supposed to show up, and he had an attitude that morning, and so she went, and she did it, and they ended up doing a trade-out for a machine for a ring because she was looking for a new wedding ring for herself, and things just kind of went the way they did, and ended up in a divorce, and she and I became friends, and she fell in love with my son first, and I was the baggage in this relationship, so it's true. They hooked up just like instantly.
Wonderful.
And I'd been raising Cain by myself until he was 4 and a half, and so when they hooked up, I'd kind of run out of the Mr. Mom options. I was done. So she came in right at the right time. She was put in my path.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So it was meant to be.
Yes.
And Marcy, how did you and Freddie come to be friends?
We met at a state convention in Spokane, a Republican one, and then she became part of, she was talking about what we need to do and how we need to do it. So someone engaged her and said, well, then get involved. Well, that opened the floodgate. And from then on, she was a PCO, vice chair, worked on campaigns. Just, you know, that was her passion. And I'm so grateful that Bruce supported her in that, because it took a lot of her time and effort and money, you know, to do. And so we truly appreciate, you know, they had a partnership in that.
We're going to take the next minute to play Congressman Dan Newhouse's tribute to Freddie on the House floor. He made these remarks after her passing.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to honor the life, service, and spirit of my friend Freddie Simpson. Freddie was well known and admired in Central Washington. She was filled with passion and dedicated her time to improving her community and lending a helping hand to whomever was in need. She was a dear friend of mine, and I will miss her very much. Dedicated to the conservative cause, Freddie's engagement in politics was inspiring to everyone around her. She served as a mentor to young people and encouraged them to get involved at the local, state, and national levels. As national committee woman, she represented Washington State with infectious enthusiasm and deep integrity. She traveled across our great state and the entire country, leaving a positive impression on everyone she met. So today I reflect on my own joyful memories with Freddie, and I find peace in knowing she is at rest and reunited with God. My prayers go out for her husband, Bruce, her son, Cain, and all her loved ones, and I urge my colleagues to join me in celebrating her wonderful life. Freddie, we will miss you.
And that's what Saturday will be all about, a celebration of Freddie Simpson's life. Marcy, what time does this all start in Walla Walla Point?
It starts at 1 o'clock and we'll go till 3:30. We encourage people to bring a chair or a blanket. It's going to be warm, so we'll have refreshments, but they could bring their own snacks and beverages if they desire, and we'll have light refreshments served. And we're going to spend a time. Freddie loved music, so we're going to have some of her playlists playing. She wanted this to be a celebration. So we will share our memories, and this is just a wonderful time to spend that time with Kane and Bruce and be able to do that.
Jeff Kent, a Republican National Committeeman, served for a dozen years or more with Freddie. What memories will you be bringing along Saturday, Jeff?
Oh, I've got a number of stories about interactions that Freddie had with some pretty famous people and one or two presidents as well. And I can't wait to share the experience at the last National Committee meeting, interactions with President Trump and Freddie. So if you're interested to hear how that went, it's a heartwarming and a quite humorous story. Please come out on Saturday, and I'll be happy to share that as well as many other interactions she had.
I'm just looking at the Douglas County Republican Central Committee on their Facebook. Had word of her passing last December, put she trusted her life to Jesus and is now in his comforting arms. But I love this part they put. It would not surprise us if she took along a few policy recommendations. I love that. That's funny. And the state party also posted to Facebook on learning of Freddie's passing. That she was a dedicated activist who made a lasting impact on our state and nation. And the Post said she traveled near and far to help our candidates and serve our party. Her passion was infectious. She was a dear friend to us, and words cannot express how deeply she will be missed. And, Bruce, I remember getting in touch with you at word of Freddie's loss, and you said, we're going to have a big old party coming up in the spring, and that's exactly what Saturday is all about.
That's exactly right. Freddie always wanted to have a party. She said, I don't want anybody to ever mourn or feel bad. I want smiles and laughter and music and just a lot of camaraderie. So that's what we're going to do.
I'd imagine it's going to be a huge turnout, and I know that's why it has to be held in a park and not a building. I don't think there's a building big enough.
That could be true. You know, with the weather, we lucked out because it's going to be about 80, and it looks like we may have anywhere from 100 people to 500 to 2,000. You never know. But also, the Town Toyota Center has graciously given us the parking lot for the afternoon for free to park in case we need it for overflow.
Bruce, what do you want people most to know about Freddie that, you know, her close friends would know, but maybe folks that, you know, weren't, you know, as close as those intimate friends are? What quality about her that you would know that those close friends would, that others might not?
That she had an absolute sincere integrity and passion for people and love and generosity. And she would bend over backwards to help anybody in any situation, whether you're on her side of the fence, the other side of the fence, or no fence. Didn't matter. She was there to help any human being. She was a very special, special person.
Marcy?
She was humbly compassionate as well. And I saw her reach out to people that probably, you know, some certain, you know, maybe not normally I would, but she would just reach out. And I appreciated about Freddie, there's nowhere she would not travel to go help a group of people, no matter how small or large. She traveled this state many, many, many times over, and she did it lovingly, and she enjoyed every minute of it.
Jeff, can you share one funny story, so we leave on a very happy and funny note? Something funny that happened, did she jab President Trump or, you know, some dignitary or something, something funny that you can share real quick with us here with our radio audience?
Sure. There's back in 2008 when then candidate Obama called the Republican Party base, or he said that they were bitter people clinging to their guns and their religion. And Freddie organized response to that amongst the Republican women, where they all dressed up in ball gowns and took glamour shots to illustrate the reaction to that. And Freddie was in a beautiful pink ball gown, and she was holding a really big Bible and clinging to it. And then she had shown a little leg in the photo, and on her leg was strapped a pistol in a holster.
A Glock.
And that was Freddie's response to President Obama, and she did it in a very classy way, and it was very entertaining as well. So beautiful, beautiful picture, and I'll cherish that forever.
Marcy brought along the picture. You're absolutely right. She's also got a an American flag in her hand, and there's long-stemmed roses on the floor in front of her. Beautiful picture. Yeah, that's funny. That's hilarious. Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty more great stories like that. This Saturday, it starts at 1 o'clock, Marcy?
Yes, indeed.
All righty. And dress for the weather. It's going to be warm. There'll be parking over in Town Toyota Center parking lot, generously provided there. And, again, Bruce?
It'll be at Shelter 2 in this park. So it's to the right when you walk, go into the park. You'll go to the right, and there'll be at the shelter there. You won't be able to miss it. So.
Okay.
And if the parking's full, just pull in and drop your things off and go find parking.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, the whole tone of this is our condolences, but she was a marvelous person to talk to. Always said, sure, I'd be glad to come down to KPQ or do interviews just on the spur of the moment. And a dear, dear lady, and, of course, all her family and friends know the loss as a I would call her a friend, certainly, and to be missed. But that's why you don't want to miss this celebration of her life coming up on Saturday. We are in the middle of our big giveaway of our big trip of a lifetime, and so I hope to make it right towards the end. I hope everyone's still lingering so I can get over there afterwards. Mm-hmm. We've got our big thing going on, so I know you're going to have a great celebration.
We are, and it's definitely a drop-by. Some people can come for a few minutes, and some people can stay for hours, so please come.
Well, again, our thanks to Jeff Kent, who's joining us from Washington, D.C., and safe travels back for this celebration on Saturday, Jeff.
I'll be there soon. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about Freddie today.
You bet. Marcy Collins, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I truly appreciate it. And I know that lots of people will hear about this that normally would not have known. So thanks very much, Dave.
And Bruce, again, our condolences for your loss, and thanks for being here today. I really appreciate your time in joining us. And when I talked to you, you told us we're going to do something like this a little later on, and glad you could be here, especially today.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, the support of this valley is just outstanding. The love and everything is just wonderful. So it's been a real blessing to live here, number one, you know. And just the people in general, they're just wonderful people. Anyway, thank you.
You bet. How's your son Kane doing?
He is doing excellent. He's started his apprenticeship as an electrician, and so he's building server farms up in Quincy right now.
That's keeping him busy,
yes,
sure.
Yes, it is. Six tens a week.
I'll bet. All righty. And thanks to you all for joining us today on The Agenda.